Okay, this is Bill Hilbert and Greg Gehring with the Cincinnati Police Homicide Unit. Today's date is Monday, April 18, 2011. Time now is 07:36 hours. We're investigating a police-involved shooting, which happened at 1833 Chase earlier this morning. With us is Police Officer Brian Kneller. That's K-N-E-L-L-E-R. Badge P-161, assigned to District 5, power shift. His hours of operation night was 2000 to 0400. His car number was 5494, and he was driving vehicle 03387. Okay, Officer Kneller, just start at the beginning and let me know in detail what happened, and then after you're done, we may have some questions.
Okay. I heard the run come out for a possible cutting on Virginia. I started responding to the area to try and find out any suspects. They came out with the description of a male, white, 40s, short cut hair, with wearing a black leather jacket and black jeans. Came out with a female, white, 20s, I believe, wearing black clothing, and they were walking a large dog. I was on Colerain, about to get to Virginia West Fork intersection, when Officer Pearson came over the radio and said that the suspects might possibly have been walking down by Chase in Virginia area. I then proceeded to go eastbound on Chase and look around the area there. I came across the suspects at, I believe, 1633 Chase. The male suspect was sitting on the ground. Female suspect was standing over him, holding the dog. I then proceeded to stop my vehicle and put out over the radio that I had the suspects. I got out of the vehicle. I approached them. I was on the few feet away from on. Would be the eastbound side of where they were sitting on the sidewalk. I just was asking them where they were coming, what was going on, making sure I could see their hands. The guy remained seated. I actually had the female sit down also, since I didn't know if they still had a weapon or if they got rid of it or who might have had it. At that time, I know Officer Johnson showed up. I know a few other cars showed up, but I didn't know where they were standing. Officer Johnson came over and started to ask the male some questions. At that point, we had him stand up. At that time, it came on the radio that there was a large knife used in the offense. Officer Johnson asked him if he still had the knife. All of a sudden, he went either under his jacket or in his waistband, but his hand disappeared, came back up, and there was some kind of object in his hand. He started to seem like he was waving around and towards Officer Johnson. That's when two shots rang out on my right-hand side. The suspect then stopped and seemed to throw the knife, and then he kind of just went down.
Okay. What happened next?
We put the female in handcuffs and got her into a vehicle. Sergeant Mitchell secured the dog to a railing, and we started to put, someone put out that there was a police-involved shooting. Secured the suspect that was laying on the ground. Officer Stavali searched them for any other weapons. Once a fire came, was working on him, and the area was secured, we were looking around the houses for where the weapon was. Officer Johnson found it in front of that location by the bushes on the front lawn.
Okay. Now, I'm going to draw a little map here. Mm-hmm. This is where we found the deceased.
Okay.
And this is 1833 Chase. These are the steps.
Okay.
And then this is the house. And this is very, very crude, so forgive me. These are bushes. And the car directly in front that we saw at the scene, was that your car?
That was my vehicle.
Okay. Do you believe that you were the first one to on scene?
Yes.
Okay. Where were you standing when you encountered him?
There was a tree.
That's a tree right there.
Right there. I came out of my vehicle and walked around. I was standing next to the tree.
Okay.
Because I was keeping some distance away from where. This is where he was laying.
Right.
He was a little bit farther over when he was sitting down.
How far?
Probably a couple feet. A couple feet towards me, closer to me.
So he was how far from you? That's what I'm trying to get.
When I originally came in contact with him, he was probably about 3 to 4 feet away.
Okay. When he pulled the knife out, how far from what was he?
Probably about 5 feet.
5 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he stood up, when he originally was sitting, he had kind of had his back. His legs were away from me, but he was kind of twisted a little bit so he could see me, and his hands were down on the sidewalk. When Officer Johnson came and said, get up, he kind of stood up, stumbled a little bit over towards Johnson, and was facing the front of the house.
Okay. Mark on here where you are.
I'm still right over here by the tree.
Okay.
I didn't move from that location.
Just put your initial. Okay. Now, where's Officer Johnson?
Officer Johnson came from this direction, and then he was about right here.
Okay. How far was Officer Johnson from the deceased?
1 to 2 feet.
1 to 2 feet. That's when he was standing up?
Yes.
Okay. And who, did you see any of the other officers?
I knew someone was standing next to me. I didn't know who that was.
Where was he standing, the person next to you?
He was right here.
Okay. And how far was he from the suspect?
About the same distance as me.
5 feet?
Maybe a couple inches back.
Okay, so 5 to 6 feet.
Yeah.
And then there was, you said there might have been another officer?
Yes.
And where was that officer?
Somewhere on, I believe, might have been somewhere over here on the street.
Behind?
Because at the time, we're still dealing with the female and him.
Where's the female at?
The female was standing right next to him all the time.
Female? Like on the curb?
Yeah, in the grass between the sidewalk and the curb.
Okay. And so he was legs toward the street, kind of?
Is that legs towards this way.
Okay, legs kind of facing
away
west,
from me. Yeah.
Away from you. His body twisted towards you.
Yeah, so he could see what I was seeing, talk to me. I was trying to, originally when I came in contact with them, I was trying to see, I asked them where they came from and what was going on. The female was doing most of the talking. He just said he was, if I recall correctly, he was just, nothing much was going on or something like along those lines.
What was she telling you?
She was telling me that they were just coming from her house and they were walking the dog. I asked her a few times where her house was, but I think she said it was Lakeman or something, which was the opposite direction of where they were coming from.
So they were walking actually toward Lakeman?
Yeah.
And that's when you made her sit down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I saw she had a bag on her back. She had the dog. I didn't know if there was a weapon still in play or if who even had it.
Did you get to a pat down point of any of these two prior to the?
No, that was what we were going to do when Officer Johnson approached him and had him stand up.
Okay. So you talked to him for a bit.
Just waiting for cars, more cars to come.
Okay. That was the purpose of you waiting?
Yeah, that's why I was staying back and having them sit down and not trying to get them up and kind of just not really saying why I was stopping them, but just seeing what was going on because I was just waiting for more cars to come.
And then, do you remember when this officer next to you showed up?
No.
Prior to Johnson or after?
I'm not sure. He never came in front of me. Okay. He was always behind.
So who was the first? Who was the second? Johnson?
I believe so. I don't know if there might have been someone there before him.
Okay. And then the deceased stands up. What happens next?
He stands up.
And if you have to demonstrate, that's fine.
He stands up and kind of stumbles a little bit, and he ends up facing the house, the 1833 Chase.
Okay.
At that point, I believe it was somewhere on the opposite side. I'm standing here. He's now standing like this in front of me. And I saw his hand kind of disappear. I couldn't tell if it went under his, like in a pocket, or if it went under his jacket into a waistband. But he comes back up with something in his hand. Starts waving around, kind of almost starts turning around towards Johnson.
Who is right where?
Right. He's right where you're standing.
Okay.
Right where you
are. So I'm Officer Johnson.
Mm-hmm. And he kind of does this with whatever he had in his hand.
And you're over here?
And I'm over there.
5 feet, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And he kind of went like this and just going back and forth.
Could you tell what he had in his hand?
I couldn't. It came up so quick. I couldn't tell for sure, but in my mind I knew it was probably the weapon.
Which was what?
A knife. I mean, it was dark. I could tell it was some kind of object. It was decent size. I just couldn't make out the blade.
What was he doing with that weapon?
Flaring it around.
Flaring it wildly around, or was it?
He kind of, from what I can remember, he went like this with it. I couldn't tell if he was trying to attack somebody with it or if he was just flying around, but he was doing it in the direction of Officer Johnson.
Okay. Did you have your weapon out?
I was drawing it, and that's when I heard the two shots fired.
So you were drawing your weapon when?
When he went like that.
Okay, that was your service?
That's my service weapon.
Prior to that, did you have anything in your hand?
No.
Okay. Now, did you see what Johnson did when the deceased started wailing this weapon?
No, my focus went right onto him.
Okay.
I couldn't tell where any other officer was.
Okay. And then, after he drew this,
mm-hmm.
and this is an estimate, how many seconds or minutes passed before you heard the shot?
Probably about 5 seconds.
5 seconds? How many shots did you hear?
Two.
Did you see anybody shooting?
I saw the muzzle flash. It was right next to me.
To your left or right?
My right.
Okay. Did you hear any commands?
Not that I can remember.
Did you issue any commands?
No.
Did Officer Johnson?
Not that I recall.
Okay.
It was like a shock thing. I think everyone kind of stood back a little bit.
Okay, after he was shot, did he fall down and then get back up, or?
No, I heard the shots. He kind of just stood there, threw the knife, and then kind of just fell down and was laying down on the ground.
How did he throw the knife?
Just kind of like this.
And which way did he throw it?
Towards the house, towards the front of 1833.
Okay, and then what happened to him next?
He just went down on his back.
Okay, and then after that, did you hear any more shots?
No.
Any commands?
Someone yelled, "Put her in cuffs." I went over and put her in cuffs. Someone was coming over with the radio traffic. Someone was asking if everyone was okay. That's all I kind of remember after.
Okay, and then another officer did what to the deceased?
Officer Stavali, after we got her secured and the dog away, and we could tell that the deceased wasn't a threat, he searched them.
Okay. Did you handcuff him?
No.
Okay. And then fire showed up?
Yeah, fire showed up. They cut open his shirt. I don't know if they were just working on him or trying to find where the wounds were, but I don't remember him breathing after fire was there.
Okay. You, when he pulled something out,
mm-hmm.
What did you think when, how was he, you say he's flaring, but what exactly do you mean by that?
Like, he had it in his arm, he pulled it up to, like, kind of, he had it up where pretty much it was, like, up towards his arm was out, but it's up towards his head.
Okay.
And then he was kind of going back and forth with it.
Like how he's
kind of going like this.
Okay, and was he doing that towards anything or anybody?
Well, it was actually, like, he wasn't turning towards him, but that's where I knew Officer Johnson was standing when he first said, you know, where's the knife?
Okay.
Do you have the knife? And then that's when all of a sudden, real quick, it went down, came up, and he kind of, he was still facing at the house, but he was kind of looking at his direction.
Moving slowly or quickly, or how was he moving?
It was pretty fast.
Okay, was he saying anything?
Not that I can recall.
Okay, and you said you were pulling your firearm out?
Yeah.
Why were you doing that?
Because in my mind, he had some kind of weapon.
Okay, and...
And it was a knife run, and we didn't know where the knife was, and all of a sudden, he's pulling something out. So in my mind, it was a knife.
What did you think he was doing with that knife at that time? I know that...
I thought he was going to try and attack somebody. I mean, we were all standing there. I know there was at least me and Officer Johnson. I could tell there was someone else there. I just don't know exactly where they're standing. But he pulled that out, and I just saw. I know it was towards where Officer Johnson was standing. I don't know if he was able to move back before or what, but. So I started to draw, and then that's when I heard the shots.
When Officer Johnson asked him if he had a, what did he say? Do you have a knife, or did he say, give me the knife? What was it?
He told him,
exact words.
He told him to stand up, and he said, do you have the knife, or where's the knife? It was somewhere along those lines, and that's when all of a sudden, just real quick, went down. His arm went down, came back up, and he had. Had something in his hand.
The girl, did she say anything?
No, she seemed kind of out of it the whole time. Even after everything was said and done, I put her in handcuffs, it wasn't registering to her that he was shot.
And you, by saying out of it, do you mean
drunk or high or something?
What about him? What was his condition you perceived?
He, from the little bit that I interacted with him, I could definitely tell he was intoxicated. His eyes were kind of watery. He, when he was talking, he was kind of slurring his words a little bit. Plus, when I got out of the car, I heard glass fall. And when I walked over, I could see there was a 40 bottle, like a Colt 45.
Okay.
On the sidewalk.
You saw that. Did you see one of them drop it, or just...
I heard the glass fall, and when I walked over, it was sitting right where he was sitting. It was laying right next to him.
When Officer Johnson had him stand up, he said he stumbled a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he asked about the knife, and that's when he made the quick motion.
Yeah.
Was he still stumbling then, or how was he behaving?
No, he was standing straight up. He was kind of planted. I don't remember him making any other movement. Other than when the shots rang out, that's when he kind of jerked his arm and threw the knife.
Okay. In front of him or behind him or ahead?
In front of him.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. We're going to conclude right now, and it's 7:55 hours on a Sunday.